Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Leaving a baby in a hot car is not babysitting. Are we live, man?
Yep.
Oh my God! Episode number 29.
How did you guys go with Queston last week?
Oh, it was. I did feel quite uncomfortable.
Yeah, you were.
To be honest.
Yeah.
He was fucking like very something off about him. His energy has shifted. Is there some sort of disassociation in his brain? And I don't like it, man. I don't like being around it. And you did that to him, by the way. You fucking ruined his life.
When you're a kid, you were young and dumb, man. You don't know what you're doing. We all did dumb shit.
I don't remember those days much. I
certainly didn't do that much dumb shit with my brother, but hey. Look, I'm not judging. It was a long time ago.
See, I can already see it. He's playing mind games with you. He wants you on his side.
Well, no, look, I'll never be on Quest's side.
I'll never touch that.
I can't trust
him.
It's
sickening. Like, I will never touch that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it wasn't self-inflicted here. You abused him.
Some say abuse, some say self-defense.
Kids. Okay. It's just kids being kids, I say.
Boys will be boys and toss each other off is a very common phrase.
Yeah, we all get on yourself.
Oh, by the way, Michael, I have your key.
Oh my God. Holy shit. What's happened? We had a very rare night out on Saturday night. We thought it was like Friday. We're like, you know what? Let's have a fucking... We haven't bloody had a bloody drink in like 3 months. So let's have a bloody cheeky little boys night. And we just went and started playing some sport. And fucking before you know it, we're fucked.
Yeah, like, I don't remember a fucking thing. Like, alcohol wipes my memory.
Yeah, I can't. It's not.
And, it's 3 days after now, and I am not 100%.
Like, yeah, even the whole time, just so nauseous. Just tummy can't handle it. And, like, it was such a fun night, though. It's good. Going out, I'm just getting over it, though, eh? It's like, we just sit at a table, and someone hands us a bottle, and then we just... sort of try and speak loudly to each other.
Yeah, I don't I wish I remembered it. It's all just like it didn't happen. It was just nothing.
Matt wasn't there.
I just remember the kick-ons, and then me and Julian did like... We went live on Discord and fucking...
Yeah, I was in bed by 3:30 or something.
We run a muck, mate.
We fucking run a storm up, cunt. What about you, Matt? Where were you, mate? Hey?
I went to the Gold Coast for the weekend.
So Matt wasn't there, unfortunately. He couldn't help celebrate with us. But man, Jackson came and Lockie came. Julian came and yeah, a lot of fun was had, but we're still feeling it now.
Oh,
so it's fucked up, man.
Yeah. Do you get like anxiety and shit? Like,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
When anxiety. I wake up. Or like even just like, what's the other one that people have?
Depression?
Depression, yeah. Like, that one's just like, oh, you just feel sad.
About what, though?
It's just hard to get motivated.
Because you've been on drugs and all these highs.
Yeah, you use all your...
dopamine's fucking gone when you wake up. And then you're like, fuck, I'm sad and I don't know why. And it's just because the chemicals aren't there no more.
Are you saying that after drinking, that's how you felt?
And, and drugs. Like,
we didn't know MD, though.
Like, yeah, but cocaine's just, I swear, it fucks me just...
nowhere near as bad.
I don't know. Maybe because I didn't... All my coke experiences have been... I've had good spaces, like a couple of months between
each
one.
Yeah, that's fine, yeah. But, you know, it's been a while since we've done it, but it's still just never as good as it was when you begin.
Yeah, it's so...
So true. But, yeah, so that was our weekend. We've been bloody busy making content. And while you're listening to this, this will be out on the website. We fucked with Julian pretty good today. It worked a lot better than I thought it would. I thought he wasn't going to
let us do it.
We blindfolded him and said, we've got a surprise for you. And he got into the car with us, let us drive him to the coast. He had no idea what we were doing. I think secretly he thought we were going to give him something like a really nice gift.
Fuck!
But anyway, we took him to the him to the slingshot at the Gold Coast. You know,
and
that
put
ride?
Him on the ride.
And then fucking sent him fucking gully.
And he hates heights. He like I went with
handled
him.
It pretty well.
Yeah, I went with him and he's like as the pressure goes up and it starts the G force starts to pull you back down, his eyes in the back of his head. He looked like he was blowing. And then like, I don't know, once I sort of realized what was going on. Is the girl before she let us go up was like, oh, I, you know, I'm worried.
It's really
about the
windy.
Wind.
Yeah.
So then I got stuck in my head when I was up there that the wind was going to snap the fucking cord. And then I just stressed out and I ended up looking like a fucking bitch, man. Like, I started freaking out, closing my eyes and saying, is it like lowered yet, Julian? And I wasn't cool.
Have you ever like Googled like the slingshot compilations on YouTube?
Yeah, I've seen
funny stuff of people.
That's what we were hoping would happen.
Yeah, well, he like you know how people do sort of pass out a bit. Yeah. He started to and fucking
Yeah, it's pretty good. So you know, fucking, which brings us to our sponsors of the show, right? Subscription website. What we were just talking about. You got 21-day free trial. You can watch the vid, see if you like them enough to stick around. If you don't, that's easy. You just email support, and we'll cancel your subscription. Done. Just like that, right? So if you want to support us, so you can subscribe to the website, support the podcast, subscribe to the website. But if you can't, and a lot of you can't, and that's fair enough. Like I said, I don't think that I would.
Yeah, well, to us I would, but like there's no one else really.
Yeah, so if you don't, well, that's fine, okay? But if you could just maybe leave the comment, like the video and subscribe, that's helping enough, man. That's all we need. Last week's podcast is performing very well, Matthew. We're back up to the bloody bigger numbers now, more views. That was nice, eh?
Well, I think we have a strong start.
Yeah, very good. So fucking...
The loyalists.
So bloody, if you can't support us financially, just give us fuck cheeky. Well, just like the video or don't, whatever. I'm sick of asking. We've turned into fucking what everyone else does. Don't worry about it. Fuck it. Just listen to it. Don't worry about it. Fuck it. Just do whatever you want to do. If it's too hard to pause it, it's fine. Just listen on. Okay?
Unsub.
Yeah. Don't even listen to this. We'll wait for you to leave.
No. Let's be bad boys, man. Let's fucking get up.
Let's tell everyone to unsubscribe, cunt. No. Oh, seriously. Let's fucking unsubscribe, cunt.
You do it, man. You say it.
Tell them to unsubscribe, cunt.
That's not what we want to do.
I'm nervous, cunt. I'm shaking, man. Hey, look. Seriously. And also, of course, manscaped.com. Manscaped, one of the very few companies who would ever consider sponsoring us. They have some cool male grooming shit, man. And there's a Father's Day sale on at the moment. So if you want 20% off, all you have to do is use our discount code FULLYACTUAL20 and you're going to have 20% off everything that you buy. They've got some of the best ball shavers ever.
I shave you.
I would say.
I'm clean.
Michael's balls have never been so clean. You still have to be careful, all right? It's not 100% foolproof. You can't just be super reckless. Otherwise, you might still nick your balls. But they're very, very good compared to what is out there. Other razors, remember back in the day, you'd get a fucking, the razors you use for your face, you'd try it on your balls, and if you fuck up,
yeah,
it's instantly blood. Just fucking blood.
There's blood.
Pissing out.
I found that the electric razors were more dangerous than an actual just face razor.
Yeah, exactly.
Like face razor just go across smoothly fine. But yeah, those electric ones are zap. Like,
yeah.
Well, you got to be like, if you're using the normal razors, you got to like stretch your balls.
Yeah, you got to.
It's like a mission.
And
it's
then,
quite creative,
and
actually.
Then, but then also beautiful. When it grows back, it's so fucking itchy if you use a clean razor.
If you're not used to it. Yeah. Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. You got to be regularly.
But yeah, this thing, I swear to God, just make sure that you sort of.
Use it.
And unsubscribe, man.
Also, in other news, before we continue.
I've got a headache.
The podcast awards, right, Matt? They fucking, the nominations are now.
They have opened.
So I don't know if you guys remember last year, we got made like top 10, the Listener's Choice Award. This year, we didn't even realize this was a thing, the podcast award. So this year, we're aware that they've opened the nominations now. So we have to nominate ourselves. So you guys don't need to do anything yet. But I'm pretty sure it's pointless. Because they want us to send in, what is it, Matt? Three minute clips from a podcast?
Yeah, it's something along those lines. Yeah.
So we're thinking, like, what do we send? A compilation of me ripping my ass cheeks apart? Do we send a Matt Brown diary entry? No. Obviously, we can't send that to these mainstream award ceremonies. So we'll see if we can come up with something. But if we are not nominated for anything, the listener's choice will be the line. We'll let you guys know when the lines open. And fuck me, let's see if we can get this podcast known. Like, how funny would it be if we, even if we just made like the top five of this mainstream podcast awards show, and the things we say and do, especially this cunt, we shit ourselves on this podcast.
It's still shit on the seat.
There's cups of cum and teeth. Cups of cum and teeth and shit lying around. Imagine if we got fucking top five cunt. There'd be bloody mayhem.
One of the funniest moments last year when we did enter it, we was quick and we got in. I think we came seventh. Was it
something like that?
And one of the best moments of the whole that awards show was the girl reading out the Marty and Michael Fully Actual, and then she sort of looked up at the screen like, "What the fuck is that?"
Who says that word?
Yeah, it's cute.
So we'll keep you guys posted. But yeah, the listener's choice will probably be the thing that we go for the most, similar to last year, because we don't like if industry professionals are choosing who's nominated. Obviously, we're not going to fucking make it if they're listening to the fucked up shit that you say.
Oh man, it'd be so cool if we won. Imagine that.
I think it's about just sticking it to the.
To the man.
Yeah,
sticking it to him.
Like, imagine doing like a real serious podcast about like health and helping people, which is pretty much what we do.
110
and like, relationships.
And then like we come and it's our third season and then bang, and they've been doing it for like four or five seasons.
Imagine that.
They'd be so upset.
So we will need your help for that, guys. We need to gather all of our ring power and drive it straight into the heart of that.
We'll crush their awards.
Website. Another thing happened. We have been contacted by AACTA at the Actor Awards, which is like the... well, let me read out this abbreviation, all right? Because it's pretty cool. The Australian Academy of Cinema and Television Arts Awards, known as the Actor Awards. So it's nothing like that's a very big award show, but we're not nominated or anything yet. So what they do is they've contacted like 20, like, what'd you call it? Like people who make comedy videos online. They've contacted 20 different creators in Australia, and we're one of them. So now I had to fill out our application. So now they're going to get industry professionals to vote, and out of the 20, they're going to pick five of the best. There's a new segment for this award show, the best online short comedy award or something like that, which is what we have been, they've contacted us to try and get us nominated for that show. So industry professionals, if they vote for us, and I submitted the If Humans Acted Like Animals series, because that got a fucking buttfuck load of views.
Can you see that?
Yeah. I killed it. Anyway, so that's what we've submitted. So now we find out soon. Industry professionals have to vote for this, so I don't see them picking our shit. But imagine if we were one of the five nominated for the fucking, like, that's televised and everything. We might even have to go down to the awards show. That would be fun.
I have to say,
fuck,
your
hopes up and shit.
Yeah, I know.
Your Humans Acting Like Animals series is probably some of your most PG work, but it's very good.
That's exactly why
I don't see why you should count yourselves out. I think you should be assured.
We can count ourselves
out. Yeah, but like even the entry forms, I was just taking the piss so much.
Just writing like, fucking shit.
Because they ask the most ridiculous questions, like really, you know, it's an award show made for like really high budget movies and shit like that. So the questions they were asking were so like pretentious and shit. But yeah, we'll
you might not even
see what
be
happens.
Televised. I hate to say that.
Yeah, it might just be like a shown a snippet of the footage or something.
My sister, not meaning to drop names, she did a short series with her producing company, and they won an award. And I think it wasn't televised. It's only for the
manager. So there you go. But still, we'll keep you guys posted. See how we're going. Fucking here we go, cunt. Here we fucking rising up through
it's
the
2020.
Ranks. We're steering clear from ripping our toenails off. Now here we are. Potentially getting actor nomination.
Next job, fucking 7 News anchor, I reckon.
100%. The weatherman, and I'll be the sports broadcaster.
Holy shit, dude.
And then and when the Olympics...
Matt could be the fucking...
I'll be the current affairs guy bounding backwards, then, chasing criminals down the street.
And then when the Olympics come around, we'll be terrorists and we'll like have fucking big... guys, some terrorists and big bombs that kill lots of people. The Olympics are on. Hang on, let's see who's calling right now. I've been getting so many calls from...
Oh, man.
Hello.
Sorry, I was after Jess. Do I have the wrong number?
Yes, you do.
Sorry about that.
Oh, that's totally fine by me. So, no, it's great to see.
She chuckled and hung up.
So that's what's going on in our lives. You're all up today. Let's get on with the fucking show. We got some bloody secrets and some criminals.
I have a very good secret.
We got some questions from you guys. We got there weren't many comments for the hunt in the last one, were there? No, I saw like 3 or 4. Probably not enough to... We'll see how we go with the time, all right? There was another segment.
A lot of people are asking about German segment.
We've got an idea here, guys. Okay, so we want... I don't remember it.
Well, I did get one guy...
Imagine that in everyday life.
That's all you do now is just... my idea is... And then forget.
Yeah.
I did have one guy comment... sorry, I can't remember his name.
You're like me.
And he said, will we ever do an open submission of jokes? We'd read out the best jokes from fans.
Yeah. If you got a funny... And I read through the comments. There were some very funny comments. Some people... The way people were describing Queston was fucking hilarious. Some of them were very accurate. And just comment jokes, whatever anything funny goes.
And the definitions we want... What was it?
Yeah, we had an idea. I don't know. It was pretty high. I came up with it. Like our definition of things. So you send us like a word that you want to know what the actual definition is. Because like, the dictionary is just like, it's just some random dude's opinion, you know?
Well, if someone did ask the question of what, I'll get to it, but yeah, they asked what a certain word means.
Yeah, so if you want like the scientific, actual, real description and what words are and stuff, like, you know, we've been doing this shit for years. And we thought, why not share that skill? Like, so if you have a hard word or a phrase or something, just anything in life you don't understand, we can explain the science behind that, all right? And maybe we'll put a story up on our Instagram next Monday or before we film the next podcast, and we'll just get some people, writing some shit in, and we'll fucking answer shit for you guys. How's that? You can even comment that on the YouTube podcast. If you want us to explain something or define something, comment it.
What are we going to call this? Marty Michael Explains It?
We'll just call it Explaining Things.
Explaining Things, okay.
All right. It's going to be a new segment next week, all right? Anyway, on with the fucking show. And guess what it's time for, you fucking sick fucks? It's time for some fuck you diary entries, you fucking gronk. You fucking gronk cunt. Diary entry number 136 from Michael Corey Brookhouse. Today I bee'd more bee. It was the beest I've been. If I had been any more bee, I wouldn't have been. Anyway, enough chit-chat. I've figured out what I want for my funeral. I want the song Mamma Mia by ABBA played as my corpse is lowered into my coffin by a rope that's tied around my lower jaw. And all attendees have to throw darts at my body. Then I want to be shot out on a rocket which is headed for the Southern Cross Star Formation. And that is where I want my body to rest. Again, this is legally binding, so please ignore me if I ever change my mind. It's quite a request. That would be an
he's just been paying
around his lower jaw,
like,
gun. Around his fucking lower jaw.
Do you
jaw
like
gun.
ABBA? No. I reckon ABBA's good.
ABBA's like...
Oh, they've got some alright songs.
My mum showed me ABBA.
Yeah, exactly. Your mum from the 70s.
My mum also showed me the Beatles.
Yeah, but everyone liked the Beatles.
Everyone liked ABBA.
Nah, only Disco, yeah. Disco. Eh?
Everyone liked the Beatles. 50% liked ABBA.
Man, they were good.
ABBA is like the 5 Seconds of Summer version of the Rolling Stones.
Oh wow, that's a pretty good description.
Yeah,
you can't.
I heard they were heavy into cocaine. Anyway,
yeah, I think next everyone.
Diary entry number 105 from Marty. Today I played with my pet flies. I found them in my room. I saw them flying over a plate of old mints I found in the neighbor's bin. I named my pet flies Mum and Dad so that when the teachers ask, "Where is your Mum and Dad?" I can finally say, "Mum and Dad are at home." It was a pretty good day.
They always out in the farm or?
No, they were just never. Yeah. Anyway. Diary entry number 69 from Julian James Tennyson Woods, AFGRA 4060 till I die. I can't. Yew! Today I was telling my mates about how I'm like heaps good mates with Cursor, the rapper. I've even like done some of his music vids. Haha, they're so sick. But yeah, I know Cursor. What's it called? Me and Cursor hang out when he's in Brizzy and run amok. Haha, hey, we fuck so many chicks. Ew. But yeah, like I know Cursor. So yeah, I'll remind myself because it's important to remember that. Haha. Stab, kick, stab, grab, stab, reflect, stab, love deeply, shake. I know Cursor.
I love deeply?
Yeah. I love deeply, it says. Yeah.
There's an emotion.
Well, it's Julian about Cursor. So.
Yeah.
Okay. And Julian, yeah, he does know Cursor. And yeah, he does
he's
mention
some music videos for that guy.
Yeah, he talks about that a lot.
Yeah.
That he knows
he's Cursor. Shown me them.
So yeah, he talks to Cursor like all the time. So
plays NBA with them and FIFA.
So if you want to know what Cursor's like, message Julian. It's Julian Woods on Instagram and say, "Hey, mate, what's Cursor like?" Because he would love to tell you. Okay?
Yep.
Is it fair, everyone? We're all going to message him. Let's message him now.
He said, haha, good. It was his birthday on the weekend. Why is that?
Good. Diary entry number 1073 from Matthew Gregory Brown.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
I was laying in my bed, playing with my balls. I was letting my testicles fall through my fingers from one hand and into my other hand. It reminded me of the failed castration I had when I was 12 years old, as advised by my therapist at the time. My therapist seemed to think that my sexual urges were uncontrollable and that castration was the only way I could become a functional member of society. Silly doctor. The doctors put me to sleep, but I remember everything, as my little brown has its own separate memory. It seems that my little brown has a mind of its own. As the doctor moved his scalpel closer to my mince sack, my little brown came to life. It shot up and wrapped itself around the doctor's wrist. The shocked doctor tried to pull his arm away, but my little brown hardened. It hardened rapidly, which crushed the bones in the doctor's wrists as if they were twigs. The doctor started screaming in pain, and my little brown released him. The other doctors backed away as they looked on in horror and weren't sure what to do next. One of the doctors started inspecting the injured doctor's wrists, and I felt my little brown start vibrating. The base of my little brown started swelling. Run! Yelled one of the doctors. Just a scalding hot brown mince was power driven out of my little brown and straight into the face of one of the other doctors. As soon as my thick matte magma slapped onto his face, you could hear the skin sizzle like a flaming hot Mongolian beef dish being brought out of a 5-star Chinese restaurant. He too started screaming and desperately tried to brush my molten DNA off his face. My little brown wasn't finished. It stretched and dove straight into my own asshole. I felt it working its way up my colon and into my stomach. There it grabbed a few of the rat's tails I had eaten for breakfast that day and dragged them back out of my asshole. A doctor rushed over to me with a syringe full of sedative to try and stop my little brown, but my little brown was too fast. It stretched up and around his neck and started choking him with the rat's tails. My eyes shot open just as I heard the doctor's neck being snapped. He was dead, and I was now awake and staring straight at my highly aggressive little brown. There was only one thing I knew would calm him. I wrapped both my hands around its shaft and bent forwards and stuck the top of my little brown firmly into my mouth. I started sucking and tossing at great speeds, fighting against the strength of my little brown.
All the nurses and doctors had now retreated to the corners of the room as they watched me suck and toss my murderous cock off in a violent way. I was getting close, but I was fatiguing. I needed help, and fast. I stopped sucking and screamed at one of the nurses, "Dumb my earth if you want to live!" The nurse was crying and panicked, but ran forwards and delved her thumb directly up my asshole. I came instantly in brown mints, shot out of my nose as I tried to swallow the tidal wave of cum. My little brown finally flopped onto my belly, defeated. The room fell silent. I saw my opportunity and bounded backwards all the fucking way home to my underground tunnel system. I still think about that day now and smile.
Oh, fuck. Man, have you ever tried to suck yourself off?
Oh, that was horrible.
Yeah, you remember it? Imagine getting castrated.
Or have you ever tried to stick your dick up your ass?
I've watched you do that many a time on a fucking I'm on a fucking kick-ons, cunt. I've watched Michael fuck himself at least 10 times, cunt. Who can say that? Who can say that here? Can you say that, Matt? You've watched a mate fuck himself?
You've only done it. You've only watched yourself fuck yourself. Fuck me, dude. That was pleasant.
Well, yeah, wow. So your therapist wanted you to get castrated. That must have been like...
Man, do they do that in real life?
They do chemical castrations, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They...
What? What do you mean?
If you're a paedophile... they inject your nuts with some shit and it makes it so you're not horny anymore or some shit. Dennis Ferguson had it done to him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you lying?
No.
Okay. Fuck, I didn't know that was...
We should do that for a video. Does chemical castration work?
Is it a forever thing?
I think so, yeah.
Maybe. It's a strong maybe.
All right, those are the diaries this week, Matthew Brown.
Oh. That was a rough one.
Sorry about that, mate. Anyway, next segment has been renamed to...
What would you like?
Michael nearly passed out. And I think we'll have some questions, please, Matthew.
Questions?
Yeah, let's go some questions from you guys. Now, remember, if you want us to answer your question, all you got to do is comment on the YouTube channel. And whichever comments have the most likes, they're the ones that we read out, all right? So, fucking have a scroll through, see which questions you like and want us to answer. Give them a like and comment your own questions. See what happens, eh? Saw some comments, people noticing Michael's physique has changed. Did you see those comments?
Yeah, I got a question about that.
I'm 5 kilos less.
Yeah, but you've fucking...
I've been putting cuts in my body.
Yeah, fucking oath he has, cunt. He's fucking all cut, cunt. Michael is looking very handsome and swole lately. 27 fucking likes. 28 likes, cunt.
Wow.
People are seeing it, see?
There you go. Now I feel happy. Question. Do you smell like me at all, by the way? You getting whiffs of this?
I don't know what you're saying, man.
Okay.
Top question. So, top question is from Austin Keats. If Marty and Michael could live anywhere in the world, where would it be besides Australia?
Maybe somewhere tropical and like somewhere maybe... fuck, with the whole fucking fam, bam, I'd probably fucking flee to like fucking China.
The motherland.
Yeah, China.
Yeah.
Okay. Set up shop there.
Michael?
I'm going to say Scandinavia.
Yeah, you would
I can't decide on which one.
Yeah, it'd be like a Norway or a Denmark or somewhere else.
Might it be a small island somewhere? A small island where...
Bali.
Nah, it's too many bloody people there.
What? Yeah.
Oh, wait, like really small? Like Norfolk Island?
Yeah.
The best island I've ever been is Koh Rong in Cambodia. You'd like that island. It's very remote. It's like the movie The Beach, the closest thing I've found.
And just, yeah, live there and have
fuck, it makes me want to travel talking about countries.
Oh, we will.
Oh, we'll see about that, Matt.
Fucking here we go, boys. You fucking love this shit.
All right, Adam.
All right.
Second most liked question came from Queston. There's a few questions flying
around. I guess
now.
You can take the questions.
Oh, it's not about question. It's from question. Question for the podcast, Michael. That's cool. Michael, when you went to Thailand, did you sleep with any ladyboys? If not, would you consider doing it? He says he's been to Thailand 5 times and he ended up doing it the last time he was there and it wasn't too bad.
Michael has fucked a ladyboy, but he didn't know it was a ladyboy. But yeah, he has fucked a ladyboy.
I reckon it'd be hard to do.
No, it'd just be if fucking a bum. It's just like fucking a girl's bum. You've done that before. Just fuck another bum. You fucked a bum, you can fuck any bum. Anyone has a bum, you can fuck it.
If... Oh, man, you'd have to be so like...
Just swapped.
So horny and so drunk. And it couldn't be sex. It'd have to be head.
I'm sure it has happened accidentally, surely.
Dude, have you seen that video... It's like a Snapchat. Snapchat video.
Oh, the English dude?
Yeah. And he's just, what's he calling her?
Oh, the thing or something?
Yeah, no.
Oh, no. He calls
her his name.
Oh, yeah, like it's not a bad like bloke or
no, it's dude calling or like, yeah, Jimmy or Joe, Paulie. Like,
Jeffrey, is it?
Jeffrey. Pull your dick out, Jeffrey. Yeah. Like, oh, dude, it's like comedy porn. That's what reminded me of that. But yeah, fuck. If I was drunk enough, I don't think I could go sex. I'd have to
You could kiss it a bit.
I could probably receive. There'd be, yeah, a bit of shame the next day.
I've got a theory. There's a lot of people get addicted to the attention they get from when they go there. They don't get that attention in normal life. So when they go over there and they get all this attention.
Well, I think like old dudes in general go over there just because the amount of prostitutes there are. Mm. It's like they're in heaven.
Exactly.
And Pattaya, funny little story here. I've said this before probably. But that's where I first found out what prostitutes were when I was like 8 years old. We were in Pattaya, which is like one of the sex capitals of Thailand.
Did they try and fuck you?
No.
Oh, Pattaya.
I mean, Pattaya. It's not
Pattaya.
Fuck. All right. I like Pattaya.
I don't like Pattaya.
Mum and my sister split up with me and my father. And as we were walking past the bars, all the prostitutes pulled us in.
Mm.
And Dad's like, no, Michael. And I was like, we're going in there.
At 8 years old.
Yeah. Well, I was maybe 10.
You want to get his cock sucked.
And then I was like, because I just couldn't believe it. Like, why are these pretty girls giving me attention? Mm. Then they sat me up in the bar. They're like, who's your mom? I'm your mom now. Blah, blah, blah. I was like, what's going on, Dad? Dad's like, we got to go. And then he explained what sex... I don't think he explained what sex was, but prostitution was. And what they wanted from us.
Did your dad hit any or shoot any?
No. He was very respectful and just pulled me out, had a big grin and said, thank you, but no thank you.
Did he then toss you off?
Where did he get that grin from?
But yeah, it was a weird day.
This is what they do, son.
Oh.
All right, next question. Fucking cut that. Up. I had it.
Cut that question.
That was a fucking shit question. We're not going to tell you whose question that was.
All right, next question is from Snakes Makes. who was more sexual when they were younger, Queston or Matt?
Matt, what do you reckon?
I'm going to say Matt. Definitely me.
Yeah, you were definitely the more... Because you were the one who got him into it. Queston was just an innocent little boy before you wrapped your fucking hands around his little cock and showed him how to do what you do. You sex cunt.
Next question is from Noah.
You fuck hard.
Why is Julian so gross and yucky?
I don't know why Julian gets labeled as that.
Yeah, he's actually quite beautiful.
He's very handsome.
Well, compared to, you know, especially even Michael, he's more hygienic and doesn't drink piss and shit. But Julian's just fucking disgusting because of some of his values.
His character.
Like fucking spray painting trains and fucking...
skate parks.
Yeah.
Fingers.
And scooters and shit.
Next question is from GR Freeman 1. If the purge was a real thing, what crimes would you guys commit?
All of them. Commit all of them.
I'd go straight to the chemist. Just steal.
Yeah, steal, but you might have to murder people on your way. No. You wouldn't be the only cunt going on the chemist.
I wouldn't be able to kill someone. Would you do that?
Well, it depends if they were coming at me with crazy looks in their eyes.
Yeah, wow, okay.
And I had to protect. If there's Bosley in the corner and someone's trying to cut him up for meat, I'd happily stab a woman to death. Yeah, I've thought about it.
Only if they're coming at Bos, so it's okay.
Coming at anyone. If I see him walking in any direction whatsoever, I'll attack him. That's a threat.
Yeah.
Stand still, can't.
Only in the purge, though.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Not on a bloody Tuesday afternoon.
Not normal.
Popping
life
out of Coles, can't. Only specifically the purge.
Whoa, I knew.
Next question is from Emmanuel Fiola.
This is blocked Fiola. Now.
How did you guys manage to get to the peak of comedy above everyone else?
Well, it's not something that you can really answer because you're born with it. We were born this good. We will die this good. We can't lose this skill. We can't add to this skill. We are the best and we were born the best. It's like being born with blonde hair and people being like, how's your hair so blonde?
It's like your last name.
You're fucking born with it.
You're born with your last name.
Sometimes you have to discover your secrets, though. We didn't know that we were the best at this when we were kids. We had no idea. We just thought we were just like normal, everyday other people. It's only when we're in our mid-20s that we found out we were actually superhuman.
Yeah.
Like, and when we found out, we're like, holy shit, it's like finding out you're a fucking superhero.
It's pretty surreal.
But we save lives.
It was crazy. Man, no, honestly, Matt, we're
making a difference, Matt. You're laughing, but we are making such a big difference. And that's like, honestly, that's the truth. So yeah, you're born with it, all right? But you just gotta see what your skills and talents are. You know, you might not know it. Everyone has a superhero buried deep into their fecal matter, but you just gotta figure out what it is.
So when you shit, you always got to look at your shit.
Dig around. There's clues.
Yeah, there is clues.
That's why we always laughed when we shat. That was the clue, right?
Mm.
The fucking shit was so funny. It's like, fucking hell. I'm not even trying, cunt. And that shit's fucking hilarious.
Shit. It sucks shit, normally.
Man, like everyone comes over, they're like, man, your toilets are fucked. And they are. They're fucking shit all over them. And that's fucking hilarious. That's our clue. That was our first clue.
Yeah, that was.
So just dig through your shit and find out what your talents are and hone in on that. And you can be a superhero too. Everyone's got superhero in them. And most people don't figure out what it is. Where's a cape?
Most people don't look at their shit.
Someone send us some capes.
Yes, oh, a science cape. Man, holy shit.
Sift through your shit.
We got the capes with the robes with the badges.
Next question.
Sorry.
Next question is from Matthew Knowles. What is the wildest thing you've ever done at a party? Specifically you. Because I know one of the wildest things was the bin.
Oh, man. One New Year's, he was just naked the whole night, dude. And this wasn't like a normal party. This is like one of Shami's parties.
Oh, is this the one where the underwear was just ripped?
He ripped his underwear off and he's like, boys.
No, it was... Look, if I'm just standing in front of you, I was covered, but there was a huge gaping hole on the side of the underwear. So when I walked and my legs would shift, the ball bag would pop out every step I took. Ball bag, ball bag, ball bag with every step.
And then he'd stand up in poses like with his leg up and his dick would just be hanging.
Truly disgusting.
Yeah, dude, that was so funny. All just to make us laugh. Like, you were known as like such a freak, dude. Like,
there was no talking to us. It was just get as fucked as you can and make people laugh.
Yeah, dude, that was such a fun night.
The most fucked thing, though, I'm trying to fucking remember. What's some of the shit that we've done? Oh, we used to do some pretty fucked up shit too. I've done it with Henry and I've done it with Michael. Everyone would be asleep. We'd be up, staying awake, kicking on. And then we'd just go to whoever's throwing the party their kitchen, open the fridge and just piss all over, all through their fridge, all through their pantry. And we were young and it was disgusting behavior. But we just became very destructive.
Destruction tours we had.
Me
and Henry named them destruction tours. Like, you go out and you just break shit throughout the house.
Yeah. And
very disrespectful.
Yeah, very mean.
Back.
And, you know, so we'd just be as weird and as standing out as much as we could at parties. So we just did whatever we could to do that.
We ran amok, man.
Man, we ran amok all over the place. There was like muck, like all over the walls, an inch thick. Fucking muck, hunt.
All right, next question.
I'll try and think of a better answer for that because I'm sure there's something. I'm sure there's a story there somewhere. But anyway.
Yeah, kick-ons is where shit would get weird.
The Shami party was definitely a nice story.
Yeah.
Next question is, can you explain for us American folk what the difference is between a ute and a truck?
A ute in Australia is like a car with a tray on it.
Be a pickup truck in America, wouldn't it?
I don't know. I'm just going to explain what they are in Australia, and you Americans can just sort your own bloody definitions out, all right? A ute is a car with a tray. A truck is a truck, a big thing.
A semi-trailer.
Like a thing that... like something you use to move house, something that drives with huge loads. So that's the difference. It's like a truck is much bigger than a ute.
You're right about this blocking. It's pissing me off.
I told you, man. I warned you ages ago.
I'm going to give it all clean.
So yeah, that's the difference.
Next question is from James Kirkpatrick. Boys, would you ever go in a van and travel around the country or the world doing your pranks and podcasts live?
It's funny that you fucking say that, you fucking Jimmo. Because we're about to buy a big old van, aren't we? We've saved up some money, and now we're going to buy a big van. We can put, so we don't have to fucking get into Julian's little bloody Audi, where we can't, there's no room to put any props or anything.
Don't want
to
like mess anything up.
You're gonna
in
make
there.
The Marty and Michael van.
Yeah, we're gonna put get a big, big van, and the back will be for filming shit, and then we'll be able to just fill the rest with like six people, and then we can go on road trips. We're gonna go alien hunting. We can do a live podcast houses. Somewhere. Good live podcast somewhere we can just drive around and just go and shake people's hands, man.
Yeah, dude. It's going to be good. We've always wanted to go to Perth.
100.
Yeah, me too.
It's just the other side.
There's abandoned towns in Perth. We'll talk later.
Sorry.
Next question is from Leo. Matt, are you jealous of Queston's hair? Why would I be jealous of anything?
It's pretty
that
thick and full hair. That was one thing that stood out.
I prefer the shave.
Yeah, well, look, it was very thick and it was twins? A very full head of hair. I noticed that and it was quite healthy. So, look, you know, each to their own, but if...
Yeah, like I would think about this. He I'm might have hair, but you've got fucking two eyes.
I'm way better looking than Queston.
Yeah.
I'd rather two eyes over hair.
I think you guys are just different hot. He's like more of a quirky hot, and you're like more like mainstream hot.
Man, not Queston.
But goth chicks would probably like Queston more.
Yeah, someone did say he looked like Jonathan Davis from Korn. I thought that was true. Next question is from, oh my God. Next question is from Queston Brown. Another question has appeared.
oh my God.
This is definitely a Queston question. Boys, would you rather drink a cup of your mum's period or your dad's sperm?
Oh man, easy. Dad's sperm.
Yeah, dad's sperm, 100%.
It
changes it. It's
if it's the opposite sex with family, yeah. it's at least if you with your dad's like, look.
Like, let's just get this done and we can move on from this. With mom, it's like you can't say that.
It's blood.
Oh. Yeah, definitely.
I've heard about, you know, Taylor talks about the blood clot.
Yes.
Oh, I choose them.
I'd even prefer to drain a cup of dad blood from his dick, put a slice down the shaft. I'd rather drink that than period blood.
This has gotten out of hand.
What, these people ask these questions and we must be honest.
Yeah. I've already done like...
What? No, you haven't done anything.
I've done my own.
Yeah, that's enough. Next question is from Matthew Cook. What are your favorite movies?
I like comedies. I like a big comedy fan. Anchorman, Hot Rod. Like
top three.
Anchorman, Hot Rod, and Borat.
Hot Rod's good. Anchorman's all right. Borat is good. The Beach.
Yeah.
Titanic. And Billy Madison.
Yeah.
And I'm going to chuck a fourth one in and say Freddy Got Fingered.
Yeah, Freddy Got Fingered is also good. We're not, yeah.
But yeah, comedies are good, but fuck. The Beach, if you haven't seen it, is great. And Titanic is just, if you want to feel emotions and cry, like.
You've been to Thailand. In the movie The Beach, there's a scene at the start where he goes, do you want to drink snake's blood? Is that possible to do there?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it is. I've seen it.
Really?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Probably. I'd say so.
Yeah, it's everywhere. Isn't it? Never you just go and fucking have a sip, can't.
Yeah. Sorry.
Next question is from Daniel Smith.
Cowsend Road.
Sorry, I just read the question.
Next question is from Daniel Smith. Who would win in a suck-off between Requifton and Queston?
In a suck-off? Well, Requifton doesn't have a mouth yet. So, and I feel like Queston... Who's,
I remember laughing at Requifton. Is that a girl?
That's Matt Brown's old creature that he made out of tits and...
Oh, yeah. Requifton, that's it, yeah.
So Requifton can't suck, but and Queston had these, yeah, you could see very defined neck muscles, I assume, to, yeah. So I reckon Queston for sure would be able to suck come out of you, whether you are hard, flaccid, asleep, unconscious. I reckon he'd be able to get something out of there.
Even dead?
I wonder if you could just suck until something came out on a flaccid dick.
Yeah, I reckon you could.
Yeah.
A little science experiment there, is it?
Me and Julian. do you reckon... Oh, this is a weird one. Say someone's been dead for...
2 weeks.
Nah, I'm going to go with 1 hour.
Oh, yeah, that's
fine. Do you reckon you could... And it's a boy. Do you reckon you could jerk them off and they'd still come?
No. Because all the heart wouldn't be pumping.
Yeah. But I'm pretty sure all the bodily fluids... as it's decomposing, I'm pretty sure they all slowly
seep out.
Yeah, don't. Yeah,
they blow it up and seep out. I think I wouldn't know. I haven't seen one.
Yeah, we have
seen a body. All right, we watched him die right in front of us. He was shot because he was abusive to a Thai prostitute. And we walked around the corner right after the gunshot, and we stood there and watched him bleed to death.
We told that story in an old episode.
We have said that. I think it was season one something.
Season one. That's where all our good stories are. We've run out.
All right, two more.
Well, no, we haven't run out. Is this something that we can't really say?
Yeah, and there's a lot that we can't remember either because of the bloody the effect that these drugs have on our short-term memory. It's like, it's gone. It's completely gone. And it's definitely changed our personality.
All right, a couple more questions and we're going to move on. Next question is from Stephen Lucia. Has Michael picked a new shower curtain yet?
No. I don't know.
He's got toilet paper though, finally.
Julian, after 2.5 weeks of having
Julian bought it.
Julian. Oh, remember right. He ran out? He was like, I can't fucking deal with this anymore. And he drove to the shops. And he didn't just get the cheap stuff. He got like the really expensive.
Yeah,
like,
and the nice biggest amount too.
Yeah. And he's like, now you better have it for like...
A few weeks.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, there you go.
One final question for this week. It is from Brian Childers. Marty and Michael, did either of your parents ever tell you that you couldn't hang out with each other at any point in your friendship?
No, they never said that. There was definitely... Mum knew she couldn't really tell me who to hang out with or not. And she didn't really... Yeah, I never really fucking... brought mates around and stuff. So I was just like, yep, see your mum on weekends and then I just leave and come back on fucking Sunday night and good night, mum, go to bed. But yeah. No, she thought Michael was fucking weird sometimes. Weird as fucking fuck. Rings the doorbell on Christmas Day and what did you say? Oh, I'm not wearing anything or something. Yeah, Mike was picking me up to go so we could go get fucked up on Christmas Day, go and get fucked up on drugs and piss. And I'm having fucking Christmas breakfast with Mum and Michael rings the doorbell and Mum was like, oh, come up and have some food. And he's, I'm not wearing any clothes.
I didn't think that they could all hear me. I thought it was just Marty on the phone. So the whole fucking family heard it. And I don't know why. I don't think I had any clean clothes.
Yeah, you just think dressed. He was poorly dressed. But what came out of his mouth was, oh, I don't have any clothes.
I think I was literally in like underwear because my clothes were at James's.
He didn't have shoes on and he had some grotty shorts on or some shit.
Yeah. And yeah, she definitely... My mum loves you.
Yeah.
She thinks that...
All the stories I left
lying
around.
I think so, yeah. Like she... I definitely
Even
think
though
she's
you,
like...
You tried to blame everything that happened in that house. Whenever you were accused of something, you automatically would blame Marlos.
You were like,
you've gone and shut in the laundry. Oh, it was Marty.
Oh, yeah. There's been some weird times. You were my scapegoat.
Yeah.
But like... All in all, yeah. My parents definitely think, I reckon, you are not all there, but like you're more there than I am there.
A part of me is not here.
Yeah, but Yeah, it's worked out well.
I saw also, before we move on, I saw this comment that I would like to answer.
Well, I've got comments as well.
Yeah, yeah. I just saw this. Where'd it go? Something about drugs.
Yeah, yeah, I've got it. Hang on. It's just here.
Oh, yeah, here we go. From Corey?
Where is it? It was such a beautiful comment.
It's not a... it's not a much. It MD it's one? Not very likes. Yeah, the MD.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I've got it somewhere there, but yeah, go for it.
So Corey has asked, how many caps or for how long were you guys doing it for? Was doing 10 plus every weekend for 9 months. Haha, kind of worried about my brain now. Yeah, that's probably a bit much, man. That's fucking... I think the most we ever did, and we got some good shit. Some of the scariest sessions was we would do more than that, it'd been in a very short period of time because we'd be forgetting that we just had some. So, and those were the ones that really, truly fried our brain. But with MDMA, I would fucking, even if you just cycle through and maybe one weekend do something else and then, because MDMA every weekend, yeah, you will fucking have Alzheimer's by the time you're 40 come.
I've been around you guys sober while you're on MD, and I remember watching you guys take it and literally like 2 or 3 minutes later going, hey, we got to take another one. It's been a while.
It's just every 30 and seconds. I've had to stop yous.
Yeah, and sometimes I put a timer on when we're having kick-ons, and that saved our life sometimes because we'd be like, have one, I'd start the timer, and then we'd just be sitting there forgetting what we're saying. And then, oh, so another one looked down 2 minutes ago on, and then, oh, fuck, that's right, I started a timer. It's only been 2 minutes.
Yeah, stay away from it, but just do it now and then.
Yeah, MDMA is a fucking, and it's better. It's more fun if you do it a little bit every now and then. Like, it has more of an effect. If you're pumping out 10 every weekend, it's pointless because you're just fucking digging your holes into your brain.
It's not, you don't even get high. You're not
feeling it, yeah, because all your serotonin's all flush there, you cockhole cunt.
We're getting on with time, so do you want to jump to a secret?
Yeah. All right, guys, next segment has been renamed to... And this is a segment where we answer your, where we read your secrets anonymously, where you send us the crimes that you've done, and is that it?
That's it.
Secrets and crimes that you guys have done. I love this shit, man.
Secret for the podcast. I recently attended my best friend's 21st birthday.
Bullshit.
At a bar in the city. His entire family attended. At the end of the night, I was saying goodbye to everyone and I took a taxi home with his mum and his dad as they live close to me. And he lives in another direction.
Oh, wow. This is good already. I know where this is going.
Now, in my group of friends, I'm known as the lady killer. I'm pretty lucky with the ladies, which my friend's parents knew.
It's Julian.
In their drunken chatter, they asked me what my wildest experience was. I told them my story and they laughed and said I was a rookie. My best mate's dad, dead set, looked me in the eyes and said, fuck, come and see me when you have watched 2 18-year-olds spit roast your wife while you pull yourself off in the corner. And then you'll have a wild story to tell.
Oh, shit, dude. It'd
be so embarrassing if my father said that to my friend.
Yeah, fuck me.
Hang on, sorry, this continues.
He's going to fuck his fucking best mate's mum.
Yeah, it's going
to
be fucking...
We got to the house and they strangely invited me in for drinks. I don't know why I said yes, but I did. I sat in the living room of my best friend's parents that have known me since I was a kid and watched them completely strip off and start fucking straight in front of me.
Oh my God.
I was frozen with fear and was so scared, but they invited me to join in a very kind way that I couldn't resist. And I had a wild threesome with my best friend's parents.
Even the dad? The dad fucked him?
What? What? Yeah, wait.
It doesn't say. It just says he has a threesome.
Holy shit.
He says, it was like porn and we finished like we were porn stars. Afterward, they said, it's our secret and no one will know. Since then, I've had up to 4 different sex sessions with them both and attended a sex party. My best mate knows nothing.
Dude, that is fucked. That is going to come out. It's going to come out one day.
How do you hang out with your best friend?
Yeah, knowing that.
So sick.
Imagine if I was fucking having threesomes with fucking
Oh, dude, that'd be so strange. Wait, wait.
Just Tony on my lap.
Wait.
Cunt them names out. Cunt them out.
Cut the names out. Cut that Connor. Yeah.
It's Michael's mum on my lap. And his dad got her in a fucking headlock behind us. Oh, man. Yeah, that would change things. There's no way.
You'd make the friendship different. Yeah.
Yeah, there's no way.
Even like...
Oh, if his friend found out, it'd be...
But no, it's the... I couldn't live with that. They'd be like, fuck, how do you hang out with him anymore?
Every guilt would fuck
every like DNM you have with him is just like...
I think you'd got to think of the other side. What about the parents? Imagine you find out your parents fucked one of your friends.
Yeah, that too. You're ruining your best mate's life.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. And your family. And that, yeah, you're ruining his whole life because you can't... But we can't fucking just throw stones. It is sick. That is fucking
oh my
rock
god,
roll,
that's
dude.
Fucking crazy, man. I could never do I that can't, except for with Michael's mom.
It was such a good story, but part of me just wanted a few more details. What did they look like? What else did you do?
I guess. I think that's good secret.
What's your name?
It's something from the movies. That's something that you see in the movies. Like, I'd probably suggest stopping it.
Yeah, because you've had your fun now. You've done it. Don't do the
turn
fucking
the other
silly,
cheek and like
get out now because it seems like it's already too late. If they're fucking every chance they get offering you threesomes, that best mate's gonna come home one day and see you pile driving his mum. And he's
with your
turn.
Dad having a bat in the corner.
Oh, that's yacht. That's yacht. And he's going to fucking have a heart attack.
Oh, yeah. That's going to change his life.
Imagine if he joined in and then the guy telling the secret, he's like, what the fuck? Now my best mate's here fucking his mum?
Yeah, wow.
With me?
It could get weirder. It could always get weirder. The fuck? Yeah, rock and roll, man.
Anyway, that's one of the good ones we've had in a while.
Give that guy a pat. Yeah,
very good.
Pat on the back.
All right, next segment.
Next segment has been renamed to Can You Mind Your Way? And this is a segment where we just open shit that you guys send to our P.O. box. So, fucking, if you want to send us some shit, we open everything live. Here's the address there. And fucking send some shit. Here we go. All right. You guys love this segment, apparently, so we can take our time and open everything. All right. We have a package here from Greg. I'm not going to read his last name in case he doesn't want us to open this.
It's not my dad, is it?
This one hasn't got a name on it.
To Marty, Michael, love, Cindy.
Oh, Cindy, this might be from you too because... Yeah, another keyring poo.
We get so many shit
poo?
Sent.
All these little things from China.
Scissors or some shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. So it's like a keyring that looks like shit.
Oh, well, you can put that on your chalk.
I might. Yeah, I'll put that on my keyring. Ooh. Thank you.
Does it feel funny?
Yeah, it does feel a bit gross. Hey.
Does it feel like poo?
Actually, yeah.
Just put it on your keys, man.
I get so nervous.
Put on your keys.
Opening these fucking boxes, eh?
Yeah, especially that last week's one exploded.
Yeah, we still... Oh, you cleaned up all the glitter, Michael. He's a good boy, eh?
Me.
Mr. Brown.
What was that, Matt? Fuck me. You can't... All right, so fucking thank you. There's all these little gag gifts that I can use to make my life funnier.
Oh, so they're the exploding golf balls.
Right, so we got exploding golf balls. I'm tempted to fucking just throw one on the ground and see what it's like.
No, let's get people with them.
And then we have this. Wow. Oh, so you put this. Oh, this is clever. Look, so you put this on the exhaust of any car and it whistles like a motherfucker.
Other way? Is it hard, like easy? Does it go on all? Like that doesn't look like that goes over an exhaust. Exhausts are bigger than that.
Maybe into an exhaust.
Okay, mix powder into hot food or drink.
Hey, I was just thinking with your exploding golf balls, what if you went to Victoria Park in the golf range and just drop it into someone's
golf
basket?
Like that.
Oh!
And watch them hit it.
Yeah, I love that idea.
Do you like that?
Let's get heaps of these and get heaps of people with it. Make a compilation.
Yeah, exploding golf balls at the golf range.
Yeah.
They wouldn't,
I've
they
seen
wouldn't
them. It's like a little...
Yeah,
you're
dust.
You're never going to prank someone on the golf course because they always hold onto their own ball.
Yeah, I know. It is tricky.
So, but golfing range, very different.
Okay. Yeah, I would like to see that. I would.
I don't know what belching powder is, but apparently you put this in people's food and drink, and I guess it makes them belch. So, yeah. Thank you for that. We got some cool little fucking pranking gifts there. Well, and would trust me, this we try and use them all.
The Pixel Shop.
The Pixel Shop?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
When Smarker, cunt, and Bob the Builder holding his fucking shit. That's a cool little sticker that someone sent us.
Yeah, wow. It's different.
When's Smoko, cunt?
Feels cool.
Thank you. And that's from... Fuck, they haven't put their name on it.
A lot of people don't put their name. That's okay. All right, I got a letter here. And what is this? Lepiffet. Be someone who makes everybody feel like someone. What is this?
Well, wait. I think maybe what the Pixel this, Shop. So, the pixelshop.com.au.
These are papers, Michael. Look. We got, someone sent us some papers. Let's see what it says on here. It's probably fucking Julian, is it? Hey, boys. Warm regards from Montreal, Canada. I fucking hope this makes it to you. Been keeping up with your shenanigans for fuck many years now. I hope someone fucking gives you a medal for all the good you put out into the world. See?
Canadians are sick, man. I fucking love them.
Anyway, here are some rolling papers we developed. Cannabis is legal in Canada land, but the stigma still exists and our mission is to break that. It isn't going very well. The stigma is very strong. That's why we put the quote on the inside of the pack to remind everyone to be the best version of themselves and to be authentic while they do so. Lastly, I'm sorry to sign this rather anonymously, but I work for a big firm and my reputation with my peers would suffer if they knew I had a passion or interest in marijuana. Wishing you the best, Lepiffet. IG. I don't know if he wants me to read. I better not read that.
Let's follow him. I like
this
guy.
Yeah, I like this guy too. Thank you fucking heaps, this guy. You're fucking... Exactly.
And we're trying put a message inside of it. Be somebody who makes everybody feel like somebody.
And like,
that's such a nice message.
And we can jump on board with this myth, trying to kill the stigma that is attached to weed.
It's fucking,
oh, shit. Look at that. Ready?
Oh, you scared me.
The fucking little keyring shit spits out fucking tongue. Oh. Oh, it hurts. Ready?
Oh, yeah. That's enough. Thank you.
Okay. Dear Marty and Michael, you guys are so fucking funny that you give me erections and I am 9 years old. I hope this letter gets to you. And you give me a good feedback. Love you. P.S. Marty and Michael, if you see Julian, kick or punch him in the nuts so he comes so hard that he can't reproduce and have kids. Very good. Thank you for that. Shout out to all those kids who watch our shit.
Fuck me.
Fucking, if they're a kid, imagine if having an audience of kids in front of us and saying the things that we do.
I'd feel a bit rude, eh? A bit naughty.
Yeah, it's definitely not made for kids, but whatever. I guess it makes sense that we're influencing the
kids. Grow up so, like, remember when you were young?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I remember.
So, like, I get it. I'd be fucking watching this shit too.
So, this guy's just sent us a bunch of, like, facts and stuff about memes, I guess you'd call them, about Hitler. So, yeah, thanks for that. We get sent a weirdly...
Yeah, it's always different, isn't it? It's always something new.
You never know.
You just never know.
You just never fucking know with us, do
exploding
you, mate?
Golf balls. Weird whistles. Shit for... Yeah, whistles.
Whistles. We got bloody... Hitler. We got some bloody papers.
Beautiful
come in
papers.
Handy for you. Hey, you'll fucking use that.
Yeah, I will.
Won't you, hey?
I will.
Yeah. Fucking oath count. Well, fucking keep sending in your secrets and your crimes. Let's try and extend that segment. And also don't forget, if you want us to explain something, comment it and just start it with like, explain this.
Yeah.
And then what you want us to explain and we'll have a fucking dig at it, cunt.
Yeah. Should we do any more?
Do you know what? I think we should do a prank call.
It is prank call time. This one is quite controversial.
This is one of the most craziest things we've ever done, man. Michael's been saying, fuck, I just want to pay someone to toss me off and fucking suck my dick. I don't want to fucking meet girls in Norway. I just want to pay someone to suck me off and jerk me. But I don't know how to ask that, you know? I don't know how to find out which massage parlors are the ones who give happy endings.
So Darren... is going to save the fucking day.
So Darren's going to call around and see if we can't find a place, right, that does it. So I'm going to have to be subtle in the way I ask because they're not just going to say, yeah, we toss off
I wonder if the cops have got their like phones tapped.
Yeah, probably. Remember they had that one with the Ipswich mayor?
Oh, yeah, I did hear about that.
Yeah, those
every ones. Single, like...
Well, hopefully...
Julian tells me they all do it.
I've heard some, like, through work people, like, I've heard some pretty...
Funny.
Like they reckon, like, nearly every single one does it.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck so.
Well, let's find out. I'm not going to read out the titles of these just because I don't want to, like, send anyone to jail.
So, but, yeah, maybe Connor bleep the store name if they say the
store
name.
If they say their store name, we're going to have to bleep that shit. But I'll remember it for you.
Thank you, mate. Right.
Do they, eh?
Hello.
Yeah, g'day. My name's Darren. You guys do massages, right?
Yep.
You's got any space, like, available maybe, like, tomorrow night?
Tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow night.
What time?
Oh, I'm thinking like maybe I'll finish work at like 5:30, so I'll get you boys by like 6:30 or something. So about 6:30, 7 or something. If he's got something there, that'd be bloody smack on.
Yeah, but can you call tomorrow? Because I'm not sure who's going to work tomorrow.
Yeah, no worries. Well, what kind of massages you do there, by the way? Is it just like deep tissue and that, or is it like...
full body oil massage, deep tissue, relaxation.
Right. So I've got some pretty sore spots like around my body and that. So you could like get in there and really like work the spots, whatever I say, sore and that?
Yep.
Right, so if I've got like, because I do like lots of heavy lifting and that, lots of lifting like up and down with my legs and that, sort of like the inside of my legs, like up where the legs like meet my body, just inside of my legs is quite sore, and also my buttocks as well, they're like, it's like heaps tired, eh? Like it hurts to walk and that. So it'd just be like the ass and like inside leg, do you know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah, so like yous do that, right? Like, so yous do ass. Yous do ass massages, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. And like with the oil and that, like, that's fine to get like, if some of the oil gets like on me, like on my like sensitive bits, like that doesn't matter, right? That's like the type of oil that's allowed on there.
Yes, you can, like, if you don't want oil, you can just talk to who gonna massage you.
Right.
You can don't use oil without lotion as well.
And it's definitely like a chick doing it, eh? It's definitely a chick massaging me, eh? It's not some dude.
What's that?
It's definitely a female giving me a massage. It's a woman, right? It's not a guy or nothing.
It's a woman.
Yeah, right. Okay. So, like, if my sore spot's, like, right, like, I wish I could show you the spot. It's like, right down there, like, in between my legs, right, where that spot is, that's where it's, like, most sore. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. You can just ask a girl tomorrow and told her where you want a massage, and she can give you a good massage.
Okay, good. Because, like, I got kicked in the nuts, like, a couple of weeks ago, and, like, they're still a bit, like, sore on that. So, like, if I need my nuts, like, massage and that, like, yous do that to my nuts, and my young fella, they're a bit bloody... You know what I mean? You guys bloody give them a bit of a fucking touch up too.
Can you ask them tomorrow?
You want me to ask someone tomorrow?
Yes.
What do you mean ask them? Like just walk in with my ass out? Is that what you mean? Ask them?
Yeah.
What? So you want me to walk in with my pants down tomorrow and be showing my ass to whoever is massaging me?
When you massage, you just talk to the girls who gonna where you want and what pressure you want. You just talk to the girls.
Yeah, I'm just making sure before I come in, right? That because like even like the inside in between my butt cheeks.
But can you call tomorrow? Cause I'm not working tomorrow. So you just ask the ghost straight away.
Yeah, but I'm just...
Call, you can call before you come.
No worries. I'm just making sure that you do these types of massages, right? Because I don't want to come in and then the lady that's working there tomorrow say, oh, no, sorry, I don't do that. So I've just got one more specific sort of spot, like in between my ass cheeks. I guess you could say, like,
yeah, I know
in
what
my
you
ass.
Mean. You just,
in my asshole.
Tomorrow you can just ask. Call and ask.
You want me to ask tomorrow?
Just don't waste your time.
Right, okay, so I call back tomorrow, right? And then I find out if the lady there can pop a thumb in my ass and also toss my cock off till I come in a blanket.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yes.
All right, no worries. Well, I'm going to come in tomorrow and expect a bit of a toss and quick pop a thumb in the ass as well. How's that?
Bye.
All right, no worries, darling. I'll fucking see you tomorrow. Darling, darling, darling. Ah!
Yeah, it's she's like straight out pretty much just said, yeah, we will fucking toss you off.
Was that good enough? All right, I could do another one.
That was fine.
I should have said tonight so she couldn't get around it because she's just like, we need them to confirm that they can do this.
All right, well, let's do...
We'll do one more.
One more.
I hope it's a different one.
Good afternoon, Kev speaking.
Yeah, g'day, Kevy. My name's Darren. I was just quickly checking, a bit late notice, I know. Do you have a spot in like an hour and a half, like 6:30, 7-ish? Or are you done by like 7, right?
We're finished at 7, but there's an hour and a half at 5:30.
What about if I come, because I'm like done work now, right? I could probably be there by about 6.
Yeah, you can do an hour,
yeah. Bloody oath. All right, well, let's bloody do that. Now, Kev, before I come in, what types of massages do you do there exactly? Like, do you do the massages or is there someone else?
No, my wife does it. It's just a full remedial Thai massage.
Yeah, right. So, because I've got, like, real tight spots I do a lot of heavy lifting, like, with my legs and that. So, like, up sort of... upper legs, like in the middle of like my legs and that, it's quite tight there. And also like my ass a bit, just from lifting, doing squats and that all day, my ass is like quite tight. So she can fix that problem, right?
Yeah.
And like I'm quite like stressed out too at the moment. So like, do yous do like any like additional stuff like on top of the massages or just strictly massage?
Strictly massage.
So if I chuck another 50 in, she won't like pop a thumb up in the ass or nothing?
No, mate, if you want to do that, you have to go somewhere. Anyway, don't worry about it. We're not taking you.
Well, what about just a quick toss? Oh, come on, Kevy, mate. You know what it's like. No, bloody slaving me bloody work off. I need some bit of relief, Kevy. Come on, you can do it, mate. Come on, Kevy. What are you doing? You're bloody throwing away money, mate. You're throwing money straight down the...
Just give me your wife.
Give me your wife, Kevin.
Oh, dude. That was so hard. That was hard.
Kevin and his wife. Oh, my bloody eyes lit up when he's like, no, it's just me and my wife. All right, that's Fuck Prank Call, episode number 29. We're next week, start of the final 10 of the season.
That's gone quick.
That has gone hot.
We're older.
Fuck me, this is fucking flying off, gun. We've had a big season, man.
Yeah, I guess we fucking found out that Hamish and Andy weren't simulations.
Yeah, man, that's
Shane
crazy.
Shane Warne can spin.
Shane Warne can still spin. We got fucking...
Chantel Corby almost became my girlfriend.
Dave Hughes.
I pretty much dated her for a bit.
Something about Dave Hughes.
Yeah.
I don't even know anymore. Isn't that just so stupid?
We are the fucking best.
There's no doubt about it, everyone. Look, the results are in. We're the fucking best now. There's a fucking teeth on the table, mate. If that's not proof of the best, then I don't know who I am. Fucking clean this shit up. We're the best. Episode 30 next week. Stay with it and stay strong. Question can get fucked.